I'll talk about this real quick. This is from LegalInsurrection.com. Dental CRT, Public Dentistry Organization, goes all in on anti-racism. Because the one industry that nobody goes to, if you had a choice between getting your tires rotated and going to the dentist, you'd probably go get your tires rotated. If you had a choice of sitting on one of those old, I don't know what you called them, on the playground, where you would just sit on it and spin. I don't know, Tommy, if there's a specific name for it. It was all metal, and in the hot summer, you would sit on it, it would burn your hands up. If you had a choice to sit on that thing for an hour or go to the dentist, you'd sit on that thing. So what is the dentistry industry going to do to attract more people there? They're going to lecture you about how racist you are. Because apparently the AAPHD, which is not the dodgeball one, it's actually the American Association of Public Health Dentistry. No, it's not a swing. It's on the ground. It's on the ground and it moves. That's not a swing or a seesaw. It's in a circle, Alanisius. Y'all can work on that in the chat room. Figure it out for me at crusadechannel.com/chat. I don't think it has an official name. I think it's the Wheel of Death. But anyway, the AAPHD has adopted applying critical race theory infused anti-racism prescriptions to the field of oral health. The issue begins with an opening editorial referencing how the murder of George Floyd raised the public consciousness about systematic racism. All right, so we're getting some. Thank you, Schaefer. That is it. We have a couple. We have the merry-go-round, the sit and spin. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You'll see it in the chat room. When it's summer, that thing's 1,000 degrees. If I had a choice whether to sit on that thing in the middle of Arizona, in the middle of summer, or go to the dentist, I'd sit on that thing in short shorts. Which is not an image I don't think any of you want. Instead of having Dr. Nick put the laughing gas on me and then lecture me about how bad I am that I'm white. That is literally, what is it? Insult to injury, to have the dentist drilling your teeth down while giving you Black Lives Matter talking points. The editors go on to declare that racism is the single cause of public health disparities between racial groups. I'm not going to read any of that to you. The accompanying glossary talks about things like intersectionality, implicit bias, interpersonal racism, internalized racism, and systematic institutionalized racism. And you know what, 73K5 Blazer? I'd jump on one of those metal slides right after it. Because you knew it was a good slide, because you go, squeak, you'd squeak down, and you're like, oh, that was a good one. You wouldn't have any skin. But it was fine. I mean, at this point, I think I'd rather just let my teeth rot than go in and listen to some whiny dentist. I don't understand. Do they have a specific course at dentistry school where they have you understand what people sound like with like 14 cotton balls in their mouth? Because no matter what you say, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, how's your wife? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, how's your dog? You're like, blah, 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 no matter what. And you can't talk back when they're hitting you with the CRT stuff. The release of the special issue was one of the action steps required by a white paper, ironically enough. I don't know why it's got to be a white paper, maybe because it's racist. Released by the AAPHD in July 2021. Which says anti-racism and dental public health, a call to action. Folks, it has nothing to do with your teeth. Everybody's saying, what does this have to do with teeth? You already know it has a nothing to do with the teeth. It just has to do with the control of institutions. Of course, I really would like to see them, if they really are committed to stomping out racism, I want to see when my insurance will offer gold teeth, right? I'll just swap out my regular teeth for some gold teeth. I'm just saying everybody wants to be equitable. Or maybe it's something to do with having our teeth all become black. So we all have bad teeth. Maybe we'll follow the British in that regard, right? I get it. I have bad teeth. Now, the topics in this white paper presentation cover a broad range of transformative changes to public health research. Changes to dental school curricula to include more critical race theory, decrying colorblind approaches to addressing racism, and understanding racism as a structural determinant of health, or an SDOH. That's almost like the sweet meteor of death, the SMOD, which after reading one of these things, we're all wishing for at this point. Now, having a critical mass of faculty of color is seen as crucial in order to further humanistic culture and educational environment by helping create a climate where students feel comfortable to participate and learn. The authors also reference the Commission on Dental Accreditation. The CODA. And by the way, I've not seen that movie. Please do not ask me if I've seen CODA. The Open Access Special Issue was funded by the CareQuest Institute for Oral Health. This is just another example of institutions that are too massive. You literally should just have your town dentist. You should just have the town dentist, like a town doctor, one of them. They take care of your teeth. They're like, hey, you got a cavity. Here, brush your teeth more. Instead, because of what? Insurance companies, and because of the transient nature of people, nobody stays in their hometown anymore. So they have to use their insurance in order to go to some random person they find, if they're in their network or not, and then be lectured. It's like, dude, I literally am here because I have a cavity, or like I broke, you know, I need a root canal. I honestly do not need to know your person. I don't even like it when the regular dentist talks to me. Sometimes I don't even like it when my barber talks to me. Like, I'm here for the service. I know we got to chit chat a little bit because this is awkward because you got like four different contraptions stuck in my mouth. But I understand that. I understand that we are in a weird position. This is all kinds of strange. So just do what you got to do and get it over with. Right? Just do what you gotta do. I don't need to hear about your sister or about your dogs or about how your daughter graduated second grade. Just go with it. Just go with it. I mean, I haven't been to the dentist in a couple years, so. But that's because we moved and all this other kind of stuff. And you know, I do this thing like I brush my teeth, which is kind of strange. Well, even if you brush your teeth every day and floss, then you have to go to the dentist. Well, you're giving me a hell of a reason to not do it then. Because the whole reason is to keep myself away from the dentist. But you're telling me, even if I do all this stuff, I still got to go? Whatever. Just don't care. But that, there you go, folks. Even dentistry... And by the way, the dentists are what, a year late to this whole thing? A year late? They're like, hey, we're going to put CRT in our courses. Everybody's like, I hate CRT now. What are you doing? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a little late to the party there, bud. But I'm glad you felt the need to include CRT into the dental profession. Profession, you're gonna get all those. You're gonna get all those. All the kiddies are gonna want to be dentists now. All of them. Anyway, I just thought it'd be because we're just talking about randomly stupid nonsense here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Before this, I would have told you dentistry is a great profession for your kid to go into. because nobody wants to do it, and you get paid hella good. I know it's from insurance, but hey, it's not your fault if you're going to go in and do it. You can also do it better. Concierge service, stuff like that. But, yeah, I do agree, Florida Laxer, that it is going to be fantastic that you're going to be numb and you're going to get a lecture from somebody who drives like a brand new Cadillac Escalade about income inequality. It's like, yeah, you're driving that brand new Escalade out there with the insurance money. Why'd you just charge me $50 for a Tylenol, by the way, if you're going to talk to me about income inequality? but I could get into the medical industry here, there, and everywhere, especially with this nonsense. But finally, the reason why they're doing this is it's really all just part of federal funding. The dentists are doing it because they're part of the big health industry. They are all part of Medicare, Medicaid, CHIPS, all this nonsense. You want to keep that sweet money flowing, you're going to have to teach CRT. That's all. And that's another reason why, as I said before, smaller is beautiful. It really is. Because after that, if you get any bigger, then you have to do all this other nonsense. And it's just ridiculous.